And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 7th of May, 2016. It was on this day, 1952, a British scientist, Jeffrey W. A. Dummer, first presented the concept of the integrated circuit, the microchip, the basis now for all modern electronic equipment. The integrated circuit, an advanced form of the electrical circuit, made up of a transistor, a resistor, a capacitor, and a diode linked together. The transistor, which controls the electrical power, turning it on and off, was a big advance over the vacuum tube. Vacuum tubes, like light bulbs, they eventually burn out, create a lot of heat. The transistor came along in 1947. The transistor, which has many circuits which must be soldered together, and it takes time for the signal to travel through all of them. Jeffrey Dummer, radar scientist for the Ministry of Defense in Great Britain, was the one who got the idea of making the various parts out of a single piece of silicon, which would speed up the signal and do away with all that soldering, and it would be much smaller. He presented his paper on this day, 1952, at the U.S. Electronic Component Symposium. The Americans were willing to invest in his idea. The British were not, and it was years before the United Kingdom had a semiconductor industry. The integrated circuit, the microchip, now used to run our computers, our phones, our watches, calculators, microwaves, TV stereos, cars, refrigerators, pretty much anything that you plug in. It's the birthday of the English writer Angela Carter, born in Eastbourne, England, in 1940. Primarily a novelist, moved from magical realism to science fiction to gothic horror to surrealism in her work, died of lung cancer in 1992. And it's the birthday of the poet Robert Browning, born Camberwell, England, 1812, famous for his love affair with the poet Elizabeth Barrett, with whom he eloped and moved off to Florence, Italy. After her death, he wrote several plays, none of which were successful, but writing for the theater taught Robert Browning how to use the dramatic monologue to reveal character, and the dramatic monologue became a defining characteristic of his work and also a big influence on T.S. Eliot, Robert Frost, Ezra Pound, and others. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, Marching Through a Novel. Each morning my characters greet me with misty faces, willing, though chilled, to muster for another day's progress through dazzling quicksand, the march of blank paper. With instant obedience they change clothes and mannerisms, drop a speech impediment, develop a motive backwards to suit the deeds done. They extend skeletal arms for the handcuffs of contrivance, slog through docilely maneuvers of coincidence, look toward me hopefully, their general and quartermaster, for a clearer face, a bigger heart. I do what I can for them, but it is not enough. Forward is my order, though their bandages unravel, and some have no backbones, and some turn traitor like heads with two faces, and some fall forgotten in the trenchwork of loose threads, poor puffs of cartoon flack. Forward, believe me, I love them, though I march them to finish them off. Marching Through a Novel, a poem by John Updike, from his selected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry, more at poetryfoundation.org, and by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, commercial vehicles, at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.